This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half.
Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Hello and welcome to Happier, a podcast about how to be as happy, healthy, productive, and calm as we can be under the circumstances. And these days we are in difficult circumstances. This week we're jumping into our usual feed to do a bonus episode to discuss what we're all talking about, COVID-19. I'm Gretchen Rubin.
And I'm Elizabeth Kraft. And we are going to get through this together, Gretch.
Yes, we are. So usually I'm recording in a studio in Midtown Manhattan, but today I am talking to you from my apartment on the Upper East Side of Manhattan in New York City.
And I am in Encino in my house in my office.
We're home.
Yes, we are at home hunkering down. So Gretch, people are obviously feeling overwhelmed with uncertainty and anxiety. So we thought it would be great to talk together about this just extraordinary situation. So we decided to do this bonus episode to suggest a few try this at homes to help everyone deal with the situation, especially since we are all social distancing.
Yes. And we're also going to talk about a few happiness stumbling blocks that many, if not most of us, are facing. And we wanted to let you know that because it is so helpful to talk about these issues, we're going to start doing a daily Instagram live talk. We did one sort of on the fly the other day, and we got such an enthusiastic response. We had such a great conversation. We think it's worth doing regularly. So if you are interested in joining these conversations, follow me on Instagram, and I will post in my stories when the next one is happening. Right now, we're aiming to do it Monday through Friday every week for the indefinite future.
Yes. And Gretch, we figured out how to do split screen. So it's like we're talking to each other.
Yes. I do give us a gold star for how, I mean, it was easy, but yes. I was intimidated. Yeah. I had a little trouble at the end. As you will see, I was like, how do you end it?
Yeah.
But I did figure that out. It seems obvious that we're all going to be suing in anxiety for time to come. So we are looking for ways to bring everyone together with a sense of connection, fun, practical solutions to help us get through this period.
Yeah. And Gretch, one more thing before we jump into the bonus episode. We want to let everyone know that back when things were normal, we were both planning on going on spring break trips with our families. So we recorded a few episodes in advance. And over the next few weeks, you'll hear these already recorded episodes, which I believe are 265, 266, and 267.
Yeah.
So they do not reflect what's happening.
No, they were recorded earlier in quieter times. We are going to release the episodes because we've heard from so many people that they like having a respite from all the talk of COVID-19 and that it's a relief to think about other things. So we are going to put those out into the world. We think they're great episodes. But today, for this bonus episode, we are going to be talking about issues related to the coronavirus.
Yeah, and we are recording this on March 14th, 2020 at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. So whatever we're talking about is what's happening at this moment.
Right. And things are changing fast. One of the things that we see is that people are across the country, across the world, in the same on the same block, are all kind of in different places and having their own experience. People are doing different levels of social distancing, but no matter what you're doing, your life is changing. For instance, some people, as of today, just got the news that their kid's school is closed. Some schools closed many days ago. Some are still waiting to see what will happen at school. And the same thing is happening with offices and workplaces and work generally. People are in very different situations. And of course, for different people, the long-term consequences of this time are going to play out in very different ways. And that is also an aspect of the uncertainty of all this. It's like, what does it all mean? It's hard to tell.
Yeah. So Gretchen, you and I are both pretty much hunkered down at home, trying to really limit our contact with other people.
Yes.
It seems like that the one thing everyone agrees on is that is the best thing to do. So that's what we are trying to do.
And wash your hands. It's like, wash your hands and stay in your own home. Yes.
Yes.
Our hands are chapped and our house
is dry but clean.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So for this episode, we wanted to do two social distancing related try this at homes. And also because sort of the bonus episode is itself inspired by happiness stumbling blocks, we will talk about two very different kinds of stumbling blocks.
Yes.
And the first try this at home is to keep a COVID-19 journal of some kind. This is an extraordinary time. And you might want to consider keeping some kind of journal about it.
So you're going to do this.
Yes, I'm going to do this. I've already started it. And I kind of went back to try to like piece together sort of when did I first hear about it and kind of like how it sort of percolated through. I printed out some emails like my daughter. It's very sad. You know, she's coming home from college. She'll actually be here. She'll be home in like another hour. She got the news like, hey, it's happening. It's 7 a.m. And it went out to parents and children and you got to get out of Dodge, pack up your room. So I printed out that email because I'm like, one day she's probably going to want to look back at this. I'm probably going to want to look back at this. Yeah.
And keeping a journal can help you process the experience. So it's sort of one, a historical record, but two, it can help you just process your feelings, especially right now when a lot of people might be feeling isolated.
Yes. There's a huge amount of research showing that when we turn experiences into narrative, it helps us process those experiences and also to find meaning in them. And so people tend to have a feeling of more like there was meaning to this experience, even if it was very difficult. And so keeping a journal is a way to foster that. I mean, I'm really going to, I haven't told Eliza and Eleanor this, but as part of my happiness bully grand plan, I'm really going to encourage them to keep journals too. No, they don't have to keep a journal the way I would keep a journal. There's lots of ways to keep a journal. Like I told Eliza, take a lot of photographs of what's happening because it's not just your friends, but just like what's happening around you because it is a historic, this is a historic moment in the life of the world. It is a milestone in the world. How about you, Elizabeth? What are you thinking?
Well, I'm not going to keep probably a diary exactly because I'm just so not a diary keeper.
Yeah.
But two of my friends and I, Amanda and Jessica, decided we're going to make a shared scrapbook, a COVID-19 scrapbook. So we're...
That's kind of a funny phrase.
I know. It is, isn't it? You have to find the humor where you can
do.
Is what we decided. So we're going to have a photo Dropbox and we're putting in pictures of things like the last big gathering party, you know, before this all happened.
Yeah.
You know, the email, as you said, from the school, letting everyone know that it's closing, photos of the empty, empty shelves in the grocery store, all that kind of stuff. And some of them are very funny, you know, and it is in a way just, I think everybody's a little slap happy in some ways because of the anxiety is like got everybody on edge.
Yes.
So again, and then our plan is we'll put all these in the Dropbox. And then when this passes, hopefully it will pass at some point, we'll print everything out and then we'll get together and drink wine and make scrapbooks because I think we are going to want to have some kind of record of this time. But it's sort of something to look forward to and also a way of just staying connected. So it's covering a lot of bases.
It is.
And then it, and I like the idea of looking for the humor too.
Yeah. Or like the funny thing that's going to happen when you're, you know, the cabin fever aspect of it, or, you know, what do you
Yes.
end up doing? I also like that your idea, there's like a hopeful quality to it, because it's reminding you there will come a day when this is in the past. And I,
Yes.
you know, about a journal, it's like you imagine yourself in the future looking back on this to help you remember what's happening. And so that's good. One thing, you said you're not a journal keeper. One of the things that I wrote about in the Happiness Project was keeping a one sentence journal where I would just write down one
I
sentence
should
every
do
day.
that.
Yeah, I'll post a link. I have like a little, you know, you can do it with anything. I have like a little journal that, like, you know, I did where you can fill in the dates. But it can be good to just write one sentence, because one sentence, a lot of time, it's totally manageable. And later, one sentence can bring back many, many memories. And it's doable. In fact, I think in addition to this, my regular, I think I will do that too, because I think it kind of taps into a different framework of memorialization. I also think what's great about this is that it helps clear your mind. I think for a lot of people, it's kind of like keeping a list. There's something you feel, maybe irrationally, that you're gaining more control of things by recording it in your way and sort of tracking things. And I think it clears your mind to write things down.
Yes,
And I think a lot of us
yes.
are searching for kind of more mental clarity.
I know I am, Gretchen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like half the time, I'm like a chicken with my head cut off, just like, ah.
Yeah. You should have seen me like ransacking the house for pump soap. I was like, we've got bars, but who can be bothered with the bars when you're wash your hands much. So here's another try this at home. This is another thing to think about being at home. Being stuck at home is an opportunity that none of us would have wished for, but it is time that we have now. And we can think about ways to use this time to do things that we wouldn't have otherwise done. And you call me a happiness bully, and I am a happiness bully. And so I have this whole framework, a whole slate of activities that I'm going to propose to my family once Eliza's here. I'm maybe going to give her a day or two, and then I'm going to like, you know, bust out with this. But one of the things that I think we should do is this three-tiered plan for projects.
Okay, so it's create a three-tiered plan for projects. What does that mean exactly?
So what I'm going to propose to my family is that each of us thinks of, because it will help order the day, it will help keep us focused, it will keep us, you know, moving forward productively. I want each of us to have an ambitious project, a medium project, and then a fun project. So an ambitious project is like, Jamie's been trying to learn French. I gave him a gold star. Well, he could do a lot of learning of French right now. I could do a lot of work on my book about the body and the senses. Eliza is a junior. She needs to write a senior thesis. She could do a lot to prepare her proposal. This is time. Eleanor, naturally, as one does, wants to start a podcast, and she's done a lot toward that, but she hasn't really flipped the switch. She could do that.
Well, this would be the perfect time for her to start it.
No kidding, right?
She's got to get it out there because people are looking
Yes.
for, you know.
Yes.
Things to listen to right now.
Yes. Yes. And Jamie says that he wants us all to do meditation together. So I am historically not a person who's responded well to meditation, but hey, I'm here and we're going to do this as a family if this is what he thinks one of our ambitious projects should be. Sounds like a good idea.
I'm impressed. I can't wait to hear about that. 'Cause yeah, you historically are not a fan of meditation
No, I've tried it
for
twice.
yourself.
But a lot of people, I'm sure many, many people, I would love to hear from listeners. I bet many listeners are getting deep into meditation, trying
Yes,
meditation, picking it back up as a way to meet, like as we
yes.
said, to get that clarity of mind and
Yeah.
self-management.
And so then, do you know what medium projects you think people will have?
Well, again, these are what I'm proposing to them, but they do
Right.
have the
They
power
may
to,
not agree.
they may not agree. Eliza has always really wanted to be into calligraphy, and she got some calligraphy pens for Christmas. Obviously, that's your junior year of college. It's not the best time to work on your calligraphy, but now she can. Jamie's always wanted to learn to juggle. Okay. Challenging recipes. I don't like to cook, but the rest of my family likes to cook. I can work on my aphorism book, which for me is like such a fun treat. I was thinking that something other people might want to do is their facts of life book, which we talked about in episode 185 and did the deep dive in 188, because this is something that we see it a lot on like 20 for 20 lists or people meant. This is clearly something that is on people's minds, but it's a hassle to run down all this information. So good time.
Gretch, on the subject of difficult recipes, I have to tell you, I cooked last night.
You did? Okay, yes. We know this. We know it's getting real.
Yes.
What'd you cook?
I cooked something from Sunbasket. It was chicken stir fry, ginger stir fry. Yes. So I was quite proud of myself.
Oh, good. They are an advertiser, but that was not an advertisement.
No.
You firing it up. Firing up the grill. And then it's fun to think about the fun things. Eleanor said to me kind of meditatively, she said, well, you know, I just started watching Grey's Anatomy and I really like that show. And there's like 15 seasons. Mm-hmm. I was like, good time. You could reread all of Jane Austen. Like that would be the greatest treat, or all of Harry Potter. In my 19 for 2019, I never did watch Mad Men. And I was thinking, I thought, when am I ever going to have 92 hours to watch Mad Men?
This could be now, Gretch.
Could be now. So do you think it's really stressful and so I shouldn't watch it right now because it's too stressful, or no, it's not so stressful?
I don't think so. I think it's more fun and entertaining. Okay. Or to me it is, but of course it's like my favorite show of all time.
Okay. Well, I mean, say no more. And here's another idea, because often when we throw out ideas, it turns out that some approaches are really exciting and engaging for some people, but then for other people, they don't really get into it. So if you don't want to do the three-tier projects, hey, go back to the idea of 19 for 19. Do 19 for COVID-19.
Uh-huh.
Ba-dum-bum, right? 19 for COVID-19. Get it?
Get it.
So again, it's like the mix of things that you can do, whether it's clearing out the backyard or teaching your dog tricks, or maybe you want to figure out a way to cut expenses in the future. You know, you're thinking ahead and you're like, okay, now's the time to cut back. Maybe there's an online certification that you could do that's going to make you a better job candidate when this is over. Mm-hmm. It could be fun things. It could be serious things. It could be related to health, to relationships. Again, it's for many people that making the numbered list seems to kind of unlock their imaginations in a way that they find energizing.
Yeah, and Gretchen, I would love for people to post, of course, their 19 for COVID-19 list.
Yes, yes.
Hashtag happier podcast.
Yes, yes. And it's interesting because, of course, the list will be very different because of social distancing.
Yes, where, yes, they won't be like try skydiving.
No, and they won't be like start go out for drinks with my college roommates once
right.
a month. Yeah, so
right.
It'll be interesting to see.
I mean, Gretch, this experience is forced upon us, and the scope is huge, and it's a lot to take in, and we don't know where it's going to end up. So it is best to try to cope with it in healthy ways instead of just falling apart, which, as I was sort of mentioning earlier, I feel like I've been on the verge of falling apart a few times. But it really doesn't help anybody. It doesn't help anything. So let's not do that.
Yes. Yeah. And we don't want to make this sound too Pollyannish. I mean, we recognize the consequences that this will have for many people, for the whole world. We're at the beginning of a long challenge for our country and the world, but there's a lot we can't control. There are some things we can control. And so let's think about mindfully controlling those things and working together to try to deal with the situation.
Which, Gretch, I think leads us perfectly into the subject of happiness stumbling blocks during this time, of which there are many.
Yes. One, of course, is toilet paper. A lot of commentary on, anxiety around toilet paper. I am a person who takes toilet paper very seriously. So this.
Most are.
Most. It's the little things in life. You know, the gratitude journal. I would love to know, did anybody think to put on their gratitude journal toilet paper?
Right.
Because it's one of those.
Probably now it will be.
Now it's on. It will be on the list. I don't think I think for the rest of my life, when we talk about what are the long-term consequences, I think a tiny consequence for me will be that I'm going to get a tiny, little jolt of happiness every time I see a roll of toilet paper.
Well, and Gretch, you know, Sarah and I have our other podcast, Happier in Hollywood, and we have a Facebook group, and someone in our Facebook group this morning posted a picture of her special toilet, which she had splurged on some time ago, which has a dryer. So she was feeling very happy with that purchase.
I don't know. I've never encountered a toilet like that. If I were a guest in her home, I would be confounded. Yes. Okay. Well, that's good timing.
Yep. Yes.
Okay. But more serious. Easy to go serious here. Okay. The first happiness stumbling block. Okay. I think this is, it's certain what it is. And that certainty is that it is uncertainty.
Yes.
What
is there is so much unknown.
Yes.
And only time is going to tell us what happens. And things are changing so fast.
All across the world at different times, all across the country at different times. There's so much that's not known. What scientists don't know, what governments don't know, what individuals don't know, what businesses don't know.
Well, and Gretchen, one thing is that, you know, we all know that we should limit how much news we're watching, how much time we spend scrolling through news. But it is very hard to stop reading or watching news when there's actual news like all the time.
Yes.
I mean, things are changing.
Yes.
There are announcements. There are press conferences. So it's feels like you should be checking in constantly.
Yeah. No, it's not like sometimes where it's sort of like there's one news piece and then there's, you know, you're just spending 3 hours scrolling
endless
through.
Commentary.
Right. Yeah. The kind of potato chip news of people hashing it and rehashing it and putting it into memes and all that. You're right. It is actual news. And I think, you know, for some people, they're very focused on kind of the health aspects of it and the health risks. And then for other people, you know, there's the financial aspects of it. So there's a lot of uncertainty. And as you say, it's going to be time. It's not like someone is going to figure it out or it's going to be like revealed. We're just dealing with uncertainty, lots of uncertainty.
Yeah. Now, Gretchen, we in episode 240 had a special episode. It was we had an emergency kit for anxiety, worry, and stress.
Yes. And so these are like the band-aids of anxiety, worry, and stress. They're not the deep work that you would do to get to the root of something. They're the band-aid. And this is a band-aid situation. This is like, I'm feeling it right now. What can I do right now? So we have lots and lots of ideas there. But one obvious one is distraction, which is like you were saying about the news. It's good sometimes to really turn your attention to something else and give yourself a mental break and let yourself relax and recharge. Distraction, whether that's like listening to great upbeat music or
Jack and I watched the finale of Project Runway together. That was great.
And I'm sure for that time, it's like it was fun and you just had a break in your mind.
Yes.
One is planning. I mean, people want to prepare. And so, you know, maybe you want to like make plans of like your three-tier projects or starting your journal or reorganizing your pantry so you can see what you have. Planning can give us a sense of control because we feel like we're thinking about the future. That can kind of overtake you and become anxiety producing on itself because there's a lot you can't control. But planning can help sometimes.
And then, Gretch, schedule time to worry.
Yep.
That seems particularly apt right now.
Yes.
Because worrying is normal in this situation, especially if you yourself have some condition or your age makes you vulnerable to the virus, or if you have major financial worries based on what's going on.
Right. Because the thing about worry is that sometimes you can worry and then that can turn into action, which is good, which is, you know, a purpose of worry. But sometimes it's just spinning your wheels because things aren't known. So scheduling time to worry can help you not worry at the time when you're not scheduled to worry because you know, okay, I've set aside that time and I will worry. But don't schedule the time before bed, obviously.
Yes.
Yes.
And then, Gretchen, identify the problem.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about this all the time because it's so easy to just sort of feel like you're overwhelmed by stress and anxiety. But sometimes just really identifying the problem, even if it's still a huge problem, it can put it into focus and make you realize, well, this is a really big problem. But then there are other things that are not problems. And so the more specific we can be, the more that tends to kick up solutions, because just thinking, oh, I'm so stressed, it's like, what's the solution to that? There is no solution. But if it's like, I'm so stressed because XYZ, that can really help you figure out, okay, well, what would the steps be to address that problem?
Along the same lines, Gretch, you could identify what's not the problem.
Yes.
For instance, take the toilet paper situation. You may have enough toilet paper at this point to last you for 6 weeks. You may not need more toilet paper.
Yes.
You may just feel you need more toilet paper.
Yes, because it's something specific. Yes, exactly. Identifying the problem may make you feel like, well, you know, this maybe this really isn't a problem, or it's not a problem for now. So the thing to remember is things will get clearer. More will become known. Mm-hmm. We will get more clarity as time passes. Things will change. And remember that. And it's interesting. Our listener, Erica, because we have so many completists and people who go back to earlier episodes, we hear often from listeners who are saying like, oh, I wonder if you ever got a dog, because, you know, I'm like, yeah, I got a dog 4 years ago, but they're back there. Erica was listening to episode 117, which is where we talked about the try this at home of writing a haiku. And I thought that her haiku really sums up this moment. Her haiku is, blanket on the grass. This is social distancing. What will happen next?
I love that.
Yeah. And then the next happiness stumbling block. Okay, so the first one was uncertainty, and that's sort of an abstract general one. And now we're going to talk about something very specific, and that is exercise.
Yes, moving around is so important for health, immunity, mood. But Gretchen, it's going to be a challenge right now.
Yeah. For most of us, our habits are disrupted. So it's important to have a plan for what you're going to do. Maybe it's a different form of exercise altogether. Like you can't go to your spin class, or, you know, you used to like walk around the park in the morning with your dog. So maybe you need to find a different form of exercise, or maybe you're adapting it to your circumstances. But it's really important for mood, which is going to be a challenge during this tough time. And it's really important for immunity too. And so again, there's many, many, many reasons to tackle this and really think about it.
Yeah. So Gretchen, one thing I'm doing is pacing when I'm on the phone.
That's a great one. Yes.
Also, or walking on the treadmill. Like I've decided I will call it treading and talking.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Last night I was talking to you and I could hear you going on the treadmill. The thing about pacing on the phone that I really like is I also think we really want to make an effort to stay in contact with other people, especially people who maybe are more isolated. But I think for all of us, it's going to be super important to feel like we're talking to friends, we're talking to family. And I love talking on the phone and walking because I don't even notice that I'm doing it. And so I get my steps in without even noticing it. But it's a great way to also make sure you get that time in to connect. This is an issue because in New York City, we move around a lot just going from place to place. Like there's so much just natural activity from going through your day, much more than like when we were growing up in Kansas City or, you know, Elizabeth, where you live in LA.
Yes.
It's like that whole
yes.
the thing about the person driving to their next door neighbors.
Yes. Yes.
As you said to me one time, every cliche about Los Angeles is more true than you can possibly imagine. Just
I
funny.
I stand by that statement.
So what I'm trying to do is just like make an effort to just get up and walk around, you know, just stand up and just randomly walk and go out of my way to not be efficient about where I'm going or whatever it is that I'm doing, errands around the apartment, like walk, 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 get that activity in.
Of course, Gretch, we have hashtag walk 20 and 20.
Yes, keep it up.
Which is the perfect thing to like, don't break the chain.
Yep.
Walk 20 minutes. And I mean, one thing that we can do is go outside and take a walk. So that's nice.
Yeah. We would love to see images of what you're doing. Maybe you're not walking. Maybe you're doing like there are all these videos of exercise courses that the 20 minute kind of exercise things that you can do in place. Is that what you're doing for your 20? Also, one thing we talked about in the Instagram Live, and because Elizabeth, this is something that you and I have been talking about for our own families, which is getting kids to exercise because they're not in school and they're not playing with their friends and they are also having a lot of disruption of their habits. So if you have any great resources for like excellent things that kids really get into, let us know, post it in hashtag walk 20 and 20. and maybe you'd like do a different one every day just to mix it up, just for variety. It's like, oh, we'll do this. And everything's kind of fun the first time because you're like, what is this like weird video? And who is this person leading it? And like, what are those people wearing or whatever? And then you're like, I don't want to do that again. Well, welcome to the internet. Mm-hmm. Technology is our friend.
Yeah, Gretchen, I think a lot of us are going to feel like, oh, I can't be bothered to exercise because too much is going on and it's too much of a crisis and who cares about exercising? But of course, as you would tell us and every expert on the planet would tell us, that's exactly the time when you do need to exercise. So let's all really try to keep it up to stay as healthy as we can.
Also, if you are having trouble sleeping, exercise helps you fall asleep faster and sleep more deeply. So if you are trying to find ways to get better sleep, because of course, for many people, I was up in the middle of the night fussing. Exercising is a great way to help you be in a good place to sleep. I have to say, I keep thinking of one of my favorite aphorisms from the Roman poet Ovid. He wrote, "Be patient and tough. One day this pain will be useful to you." And none of us wants to experience this lesson, but we can learn from it if we will. And I keep thinking of another aphorism from Oscar Wilde, who of course is like the master of aphorist. He says, "I have got to make everything that has happened to me good for me."
Well, Gretch, you know what that makes me think of? One thing that's occurred to me is, as awful as this is, maybe it's some sort of dress rehearsal for an even worse pandemic, like something that is more deadly. Like the plague or, and we will have had this thing where I think schools will close faster, businesses will close faster. Like, I think now that we've gone through this, so I do try to think of that as, I mean, an odd silver lining, a tarnished silver lining, we'll say, but I don't know, it crossed my mind.
No, it's sort of a practice run. Now, if you want more ideas, I did a big blog post with some other thoughts about staying calm during the time of the coronavirus. So I will post a link to that in the show notes. Before we go, we want to remind you again that coming up, because of our previous plans to go away on spring break, we had recorded a few episodes in advance. So when you hear episodes in future weeks, as Alyssa said, it's episodes 265, 266, and 267, keep in mind that those were recorded back in quieter times.
And Gretch, I want to remind everybody that you and I are going to be on Instagram Live probably 5 days a week starting Monday. Talking about everything that's going on, offering hacks and coping mechanisms and just generally connecting. So look for that on Instagram.
Yes. So special thanks to Bob Tabador and Chuck Reed for helping us do this bonus episode kind of at the last minute. We just really wanted to get it out there and they were so great in helping us get it together.
Yes. Everybody keep in touch. What are your challenges, solutions, your hacks, your insights? What's making you anxious? What's making you laugh? Laughing is good.
Laughing is good. What books, TV shows, podcasts, documentaries, what's bringing you comfort? What's keeping you engaged? What do you recommend? We can all learn from each other. This is a terrible time, but we can help each other get through this.
Yes. So I'm Elizabeth Kraft.
And I'm Gretchen Rubin. Thanks for joining us. Let's keep our hands clean and our minds clear.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.